This is KTIW, Texas City. Texas City.
Carrying on in the dawn of her laughter, knowing that nothing goes on ever after. Never beginning to think of the end, chasing the shadow, ignoring my friends. What would become of her laughter? And you give up the future. Either I'll find her again or I'll lose her. Lost in the motion, the time and the place. Trying to remember the look of her face. What will become of the future?
All of my living before her and after feels like a lazy, gray, rainy day on. All of those days I would give for her laughter, just for one moment alone in the town.
There where the sun brushed her hair in the morning, there where it faded without any warning. I know I'll never lose sight of the sun. There will be others, but if she's the one, what will become of the morning? Sun brushed her hair in the morning, there where it faded without any warning. I know I'll never lose sight of the sun. There will be others, but if she's the one, what will become of the morning?
Nothing like a little backwards masking there to wake you up, huh?
That's right.
He told me he was a singer from far across the sea. He'd sailed on a clipper ship for nigh on a million leagues. Talk about the places he'd seen and memories that belong to him. And though I never had been there, well, in my mind he took me there. In my mind he took me there. All along he really cared, and together we shared memories. In my mind he took me there, and all along he really cared, and together we shared memories. He swam in the ocean to the bed of the sea. He took a pearl from an oyster shell and gave it to me. Caught me a firebird, one with colors red, and for me a feather to wear in my hair. He plucked for me a feather, one with colors red, and all the feathers look so fine in my hair. He plucked for me a feather, one with colors red, and all the feathers look so fine. Ship sailed on, leaving just the white sea birds to keep me company.
He took me there, and all along he really cared, and together we shared.
Jenny May, are you coming out to play? I'm all alone and my daddy's gone away. I'll be Jesse James and you'll be an Indian. If we have a fight, I might even let you win, Jenny May. Hey, Jenny May, coming out to play. I'm all alone and my daddy's gone away, Jenny May. If you wish, you'll get a silver dish. If you hope, you'll get a skipping rope. But if you cry, there'll be witches in the sky, Jenny May. Hey, Jenny May, coming out to play. I'm all alone and my daddy's gone away, Jenny May.
Trader Horn. Trader Horn with Jenny May. Sort of an acoustic unplugged moment there in the show tonight. Before that, of course, it was Marion Siegel with Silver Jade on the DJM label with Clippership. And look, we kicked it off with Chrysalis. Okay, that was Chrysalis on the MGM label. What Will Become of the Morning, that's the lead track off of their one single album from 1968. And here's the really exciting thing about that. Yes, folks, I tracked down the monophonic yellow label promo pressing of that very said LP and ripped it for you tonight from there. So you got the ultra rare mono mix of that Chrysalis song, right? Thank you very much.
Well, God bless us, everyone.
You're all welcome. About that, you can all move on with your lives now. Joe, word has it that that Chrysalis album was supposed to have been produced by Frank Zappa. Like, he had signed on and was ready to do it, but then the lawyers got involved because I don't understand why it didn't happen. Because Zappa was on Verve, which was an MGM subsidiary.
He was affiliated.
It was affiliated. I don't know. Do you know anything about this?
That's news to me, but that would be a weird... Just an absolutely weird combination.
Well, yeah, they were trying to be kind of... The album's a little avant-garde, in a way. You know, not on the level of Zappa, certainly, but I wonder what would it have sounded like had he got his mitts on that thing, you know. Anyways, look, Joe, anything you want to say about Trader Horn?
Well,
you sent that one over.
Well, yeah, I did. It's worth mentioning that was a short-lived kind of folk pop psych, and released on Pye's progressive sub-label, Dawn. You know, just like EMI had Harvest, and, you know, there was, Decca had Vertigo or something. The Pye label went prog with Dawn, you know, with their far-out hippie label.
Yeah.
The core of the group was Jackie McCauley, playing some guitar and maybe doing some keyboards. He was the male vocal. He was in he was a part of Them, and survived into the Belfast Gypsies post Van Morrison.
Wow!
And the female vocal is none other than Judy Dibble.
Yeah.
Who you'll remember as briefly hanging out with Giles and Fripp.
Yes, of King Crimson fame.
And being a founding member of Fairport Convention. She is Fairport Convention's Signe Anderson. She was there for the first album, and then she left.
Yeah, I knew Judy Dibble was going to come up at some point tonight, man.
Oh, how could it not? Come on.
Yeah.
Give me the chance. You know, give me an inch, I'll take a mile.
Hey, all right, now, I wonder what you're going to be able to say about this next group. Because we got two in a row here of kind of the same group, but not really. Okay, we're going to spin a thing by a group called The Ashes. And then we're going to back that up with The Peanut Butter Conspiracy, which some people might know, The Peanut Butter Conspiracy, because they actually had a hit. But somehow these groups are intermingled. Joe, what do we know?
Well, we were talking about this a little in the pre-show, and I've heard, I think Sundays put out a collection of stuff by The Ashes, who were the pre-Peanut Butter Conspiracy. They released some singles and an album on Vault with Pat Taylor. Then they replaced, I guess, Pat Taylor with Sandy Robinson.
Right. Well, so it is a different female lead.
Right. So it looks like they swapped out their singers at some juncture. It's like The Ashes. The credits on The Ashes are Pat Taylor, John Merrill, Al Brackett. Brackett and Merrill are part of the Peanut Butter Conspiracy. So yeah, it actually looks like there was a bigger turnover than I thought. I thought they just changed their names.
Yeah, that's what I always thought too.
More far out.
Yeah. All right, well, that's cool. And here's the other cool thing is the song I'm going to play now by The Ashes is Dark on You Now. And Dark on You Now was also done later by the Peanut Butter Conspiracy, and it's not as good. This is, in my opinion, the better and the original and certainly slightly creepier version of the song, man. The Out of Sight sound of The Ashes right off the Vault Records label exclusively tonight on Lost Discs.
You sit and cry, people. You don't know what you're Boston's Radio.
Now to mix a batch of my secret formula.
over the ceiling are geometric patterns of light.
Madness grass and grouping, groping nonsense.
Honesty and purity,
beauty and sincerity.
Doesn't that sound corny? Wish that I were corny. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The way of love finds open a flight. The skies above with hope and heart and sense. Whoa, 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 whoa. Your mind but not completely make the madness stop.
Deplete we must the store of hate immense and grouping, groping nonsense.
Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio.
Behind our masks, we're perfectly ordinary people.
Down on my head. Since the whole went gone, I believe I'd be better off.
knew it had to happen. You knew that it had to happen at some point in the show tonight where we're featuring the male-female harmony vocal-popping styles. That is It's a Beautiful Day. Yes, finally. Okay, there's no applause. I hear crickets. Come on, man. Somebody work with me. Thank you, Doc.
The always wonderful David Laflamme.
Yeah, on the violin, right, Joe? Come on.
I mean, that first album.
Oh, it's incredible. The first album is fantastic. Come on. If you can't, Doc, do you have a copy of It's a Beautiful Day's self-titled first debut 69 album?
Yeah, not right in front of me, but yeah, it's here somewhere.
Doc, I'm telling you. All right. Anyway, some people you just can't tell them. But one of these days, folks, you're going to run across... No, maybe you're not going to run across it, but you should seek.
Is White Bird on that?
You should seek out a copy of this album. What's that, Chesty?
White Bird, Violet.
Yeah, White Bird is the song. It kicks off the album. Yeah, that's the one that probably people know.
It's pretty.
But the whole album is fantastic. Anyway, It's a Beautiful Day. That's from their their third album, like 1971 ish, off the Columbia label. With Bye Bye Baby. Of course, not the same Bye Bye Baby that, Janis Joplin's known for, but we're going to get to that in just a minute, Doc. Before that, it was the Free Design. It was a twin spin from the Free Design. Yes, covering the Doors. Our second Doors cover of the evening. Doing, sort of an avant-garde harmony version there of Light My Fire. And
are we still doing duos? Are we still doing yes. Male, female?
Yeah, we're doing the male, female theme the whole way through.
When's Islands in the Stream coming on?
Sing it. You and Chesty sing it. Come on.
Islands in the Stream.
Yeah.
That is what we are.
Yeah.
No one in between. How can we be?
Okay, wrong? I'm putting down their microphones. No.
To another world.
No. Okay.
Not only just
Kenny.
Okay. All right. Before that, jeez. You know, it was one of the guys in the Free Design, Chris Dedrick, who did all of their arrangements. By the way, I'm just saying he was pretty. He had some musical chops. That's all I'm saying. Make the Madness Stop was their original from the Free Design, and before that it was the Peanut Butter Conspiracy, man, the first song I ever heard by them that made me think that they're a little bit legit. Too Many Do, right, off of their second album, again mono pressing,
the Great Conspiracy album,
exactly, Joe, and we kicked it off with The Ashes, which was some of the guys from Peanut Butter Conspiracy prior to them on the Vault label. And what's that, 66, Joe?
Yeah, actually.
Wow. Dark on You Now was the song. Okay, now, Joe, we have to deal with something. I was going to have this down.
All right.
Doc, are you aware? What album am I holding up right now?
It's something from Big Brother. It's a Janis Joplin, Big Brother and the Holding Company, the famous one, with all the cartoons in the front, Cheap Thrills.
It's the R. Crumb.
Cover.
R. Crumb cover, right? We all know Cheap Thrills. If you don't have a copy of this album, you better damn well get up tomorrow morning and download the damn thing. All right, so we all know this. It kicks off with a song called Combination of the Two, right?
Okay.
And we're just going to listen to a little bit of the beginning of this, Doc. You know the part where they go, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yep.
Right? Okay, yep. Let's just listen to a little bit of that, because I have a theory, and I'm going to lay this on you. It's going to blow your mind. Are you ready?
All right.
Dig the opening here, if we can get it up on the turntable. All right, this is the introduction. Now, here comes the part that you really need to listen to. Check this out.
Hi, baby. Everybody's dying.
Okay. So that part right there, where they kick off the song with the whoop, you got,
yep,
Janis and maybe one of the guys in the group,
yeah,
on the microphone doing the whoop whoop,
right,
okay. Okay, I'm going to suggest to you, Doc, that in earlier versions, when they performed that song live, it wasn't just Janis on the microphone going whoop whoop, but in fact, it was Janis doing whoop whoop, and it was one of the guys in the group playing a sweet potato flute. I shit you not. Are you ready for this?
I knew it.
I'm going to play it. And I'm going to play the recording.
All right. All right.
And you're going to hear on the sweet potato.
I am ready for it.
You're going to hear him going.
All right.
You dig?
That's a sweet potato flute.
Chesty got me an ocarina, one of these hippie sweet potato flutes, man. Fresh, straight out of San Fran in the 60s. And I grabbed it off the shelf when I heard this live version of Combination of the Two. And I said, damn it. That's not just a vocal. That's one of those.
Sweet potato flute.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
It is. Here it comes tonight exclusively. I want you to listen to this now. Not from the Cheap Thrills album, but from an earlier performance in April 1968 at the Winterland in San Francisco. After the extended introduction, you're going to hear what I'm talking about, folks. Stay tuned for the exclusive of Lost Discs.
You mean you not only play the sweet potato, you also grow them?
Right.
What's going on here?
All right, we just need to take stock of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
I got the... Doc, what do I have in my hands right now?
A sweet potato flute.
I do. I'm going to play those two notes of that part, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, I got the flute, man. Then we get... And I think Janice is doing it. Right? Chesty, get on the microphone so you can do the Janice... This is Janice's part.
I can't be Janice.
One more time. All right. Joe, we've officially lost all of our listeners. Except,
did you when you play that drop it again? Did you hear the guy actually playing it? In the beginning of that one?
Maybe there's someone in the background playing it. You want to hear that again?
You mean you not only play the sweet potato, you also grow them?
Right.
Yeah, there's like guys in the back, guys and gals in the background in bare feet.
In the beginning of that one, like in the actual scene, when the reporter walks up to him, you hear... he's like playing it.
They're always all those hippie scenes are. There's always somebody improvising a like an atonal sort of sound of the flute.
Just going with it.
Doesn't have to have a hook, man. No. That's a sellout if you have a hook. Joe, any comments on the sweet potato flute?
Only that I'm enjoying it tremendously.
Yes.
And who was playing that? Do you think was that Sam? Sam Andrews.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. One of the guys in the group, for sure. Yeah, who would not have had another instrument in their hand, though, that could have done that, besides...
Only Janice. Maybe they got, like, Kim Fowley up on stage or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, Pigpen drops in from the dead.
Oh, man. I don't know. Doc was saying, I wish, you know, there might be archival footage somewhere. But I'm telling you, I didn't research this. This is just my theory. I'm telling you, they're playing, somebody in that group is on the mic playing the sweet potato flute on that part. Okay, enough. We beat that to death. Joe, we're going to wrap it up. We got about 10 minutes or less left. I'm going to go into a Canadian, really a depressing group, I think, called the Folklords.
Let's bring it down.
Oh, the Folklords.
Yeah, this is really going to bring it down, that's for sure. What do you want to know? Or what do you know?
Well, I mean, one album... on a Canadian label called Allied, their chick singer and auto harpist Martha Johnson.
Yes,
would later show up about 10 years later. She stayed in the music industry, started a new wave group called Martha and the Muffins.
Huh.
Yeah. Had some modest success in the late '70s, early '80s on that kind of Canadian new wave scene. I'm
glad to hear that. Actually, all right. Well, let's dig it here before we. Run out of time. Yeah. It's going to be the ultra downtrodden sounds now of the Folklords. Lost Discs Radio.
Heartbreaks have been merry. Sorrows have been sung. Rains have fallen plenty. Where's the morning sun? It's in prison. Release the sun. looking for the sun that's imprisoned in our hearts, released each time that we smile.
Don't you want to go to a fish concert?
No! Nobody wants to go to a fish concert!
Judge, not one bummer, the whole beautiful summer!
Mainstream records label again, folks. We had like five records tonight off the mainstream label. It just happened to go down like that, man. That was the Out of Sight Sounds of the Underground. Joe, I've never been able to find anything out about this group, the Underground.
No, just that they put out two singles on mainstream.
Yeah, and for, I mean, for a sunshiny mamas and papa's vibe there, I don't know if the Underground was like the best choice for that, you know, because you see, you come across this record and you're thinking, oh, the Underground, like, man, this is going to be really heavy shit, and then you get it home and you're like, huh, really, the Underground. I'm just saying. But yeah, I did,
when you were spinning the Folklords, all I could think of was, if that song had been produced in L.A., it would have been amazing, because just for the title, Release the Sunshine, you know, it would have been a big pop confection. It would have lifted you up.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, man. All right, now look, it suddenly, once again, we're up against top of the hour, if you can believe it, and, well, you're going to have to believe it. Folks, you've been digging it, Lost Discs Radio. We may not actually see you again until sometime in early August, folks. I'm just saying, in case you keep track of these sort of things. In the meantime, get over to our website. It is LostDiscsRadio.com. You have to spell the word discs with the letter C in it, and it'll get you there. In the meantime, you can check out our buddies over at RockinRadio.com. Yes, that's where you'll find the RLT Archives Music Magazine, with our buddy, the boss man, Randy Tibbins, and the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. and his brother from another mother. The electrophonic Brian Phillips. Okay, and of course, they let us in over there too, man. So you can dig all of these programs over at rockinradio.com. Good night, Doc.
Yeah, good night. That was incredible sweet potato fluted.
Same.
Good night.
I'm glad you were digging it. Good night, Chesty.
Good night, and I want to remind you, the Kinks' Sunday Afternoon is 50 years old today.
Good night, Joe.
Good night, all.
Good night, Scott McCauley, who chimed in on the email tonight. And good night, Mid-North Indiana. And good night, Weasley Steve, wherever you are.
Play anything besides a sweet potato?
Just the drums, conga drums, and trumpet. Yeah. And I go up in the mountains and yell now and then.
You do what?
Go up in the mountains and yell. Way up in the high in the mountains and yell as hard as I can.
What's the purpose of that?
Well, to greet the dawn, and to greet the noonday sun, and to greet the sunset.
You mean you stay up there all day yelling at morning, noon, and night?
Right. And standing in my head and making gardens and painting pictures.
You mean you not only play the sweet potato, you also grow them?
Right.